This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I. Sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom?
All right, take your phone calls. Joel Skousen about the pop in. Let's go to your calls right now. Randall in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I'm actually calling from sunny Jacksonville, Florida, actually a few miles away from where that dirtbag ran over those people at the little Trump GOP poll.
Yes.
Actually, it's actually kind of crazy because I was just listening to your previous caller, Rex, and I could actually confirm that as well. I actually have a family member who is a higher up at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville. And basically everything that you just said is stuff that I've been told for years about whenever there's one of these viruses or stuff, that HIPAA law that he was talking about. That's just a side note. I just wanted to say that people just need to wake up and be aware. If they're doing all this stuff that they're doing, from the water poisoning in Philadelphia to the coronavirus to trying to kill Trump supporters out in the open, what are they willing to do next? So people really need to take this seriously and get their water filters, get their seeds, learn how to be self-sufficient, because things are going to get a lot more worse before they get a lot better.
I agree with you. And Trump's not perfect, but why do they hate him so much? Why are they up? Because he's trying to be the president, and we're in the middle of a 21st century war, a sophisticated war right now.
Absolutely. Owen Schroer brought this up yesterday on his show, but if anybody just goes to Google and Googles the list of former U.S. presidents, I believe there's only three presidents who had no prior ties to government. The other two were war generals. And that's what this is about. This is about an outsider trying to come in. I mean, I disagree a little bit with what your female caller, Angeli, said. Like you said, Trump's not perfect, but we're living in a time where the web is woven so deep.
There's no doubt the system hates him, and they hate anybody that supports him. It's real. But they really legitimately hate him.
We just got to band together and Trump 2020, hopefully he gets reelected, and hopefully we could use some of your products to wake some of these people up, because there's a lot of people in a trance, and it's not their own.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, I didn't even plug the whole last hour. We fund our operation with folks buying products, but take the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and nanotech silver and the iodine, and then we've got the whitening toothpaste that has the nano silver as well. We're going to sell out of this the next week or two. And we'll get more for over a month, but I'm still selling it 50% off because I'm not going to raise the price during a crisis like this. And we also have the 3-ounce bottles of the Immune Gargle, the nano silver. It's so good for you and your body. I've been proven to target the SARS virus, which is the same family as the corona. But of course, nano silver knocks out bacteria and viruses. I mean, this is God's antibiotic. But just like antibiotics are toxic, so is this, folks. But a little bit of toxin is, you know, good for you, as you know. But consult your own physician. 3-ounce bottles are still left. The 1-ounce is almost sold out. The 16-ounce has sold out. But the 3.4-ounce, I should add, 3.4-ounce bottles are available. InfoWarsStore.com. And it's still 40% off. But I'm going to have to end that special very soon because it's going to sell out. And yes, governmental institutions have been trying to buy storable food for 3 weeks. Most places are sold out. We still have high-quality storable food from My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com. That would get your orders in because it's gone from 7 to 10 days to deliver to now 10 to 14. But if they have the food, you just have to get the order in to make sure it gets packed and then shipped out to you. They've got a bottleneck there, but they've got the food. InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar. Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier. And get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown that go after this whole corona SARS family of virus. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. We're into hour number three. I wanted to get Joel Skousen, former Marine Corps aviator, officer, the editor of WorldFirstBrief.com, on about this Charles Murray. We're living in post-America, moved to a small town to survive the collapse. I agree that culturally, long-term, just being prosperous and having this much freedom makes you decadent and you fall apart. But I wanted to get his take on the short-term about that. And what do you think we can do politically to try to continue with this big push of nationalism and populism and Brexit and the rest of the things we've seen? But separately, I know he's really informed about the safest places to live in the United States. And, of course, we sell his book, Strategic Relocation. We produced a documentary that we still have available, Strategic Relocation, the film. Those are available at InfoWarsStore.com, but that's a side issue. This is a really hot topic now, and it's back in the news everywhere. And a lot of the big money's been moving out to rural areas or out of the U.S. for a long time. Why does he think that's happening? But separately, the coronavirus, Trump's praise of Xi Jinping, which I don't like, all the things that are happening right now, is this being used as a pretext for control by the communists? What do you really think's happening with the coronavirus? Then we'll get into what you see happening with politics and so much more. WorldAffairsBrief.com. Thanks for joining us, Joel.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be with you. Well, the reason that China started arresting people who talked about the coronavirus during its initial outbreak was that this was a weaponized virus coming right out of the Bio4 laboratory in Wuhan, and it escaped, basically. Now, in last week's World Affairs Brief, I covered the Jeff Nyquist article about the Chinese general who, over a decade ago, said that the Chinese were trying to develop biological weapons to depopulate the United States so that they could gain more living space and take control of the country without destroying the infrastructure. And so clearly, they're developing bioweapons to use against America for depopulation purposes, but it backfired on them. It leaked out. Lancet magazine said it probably happened because of all the disposable gloves. They throw away the garbage, and the Chinese are real garbage strippers. They probably collected a lot of those gloves, distributed or sold them to the fish market, and that's why it apparently started in the fish market. But the Chinese arrested, for example, the first doctor who blew the whistle on it, and they kept him enough in prison without treatment that he died. The treatment was too late, so that he was a victim. And I think the Chinese are still covering up for the amount and number of cases that are being reported. I also covered last week in the World Affairs Brief the Zero Hedge article showing that the official statistics coming out of China were fudged, and occasionally would pop up the true statistic, 24,000 deaths, 154,000 cases. And we find out that crematoriums are busy just cremating bodies to get rid of the bodies.
Mobile cremation vans. I mean, clearly, those are real ghost cities. All hell's breaking loose.
Yes, it is. And so I think, you know, as I wrote in the World Affairs Brief, I said, I don't think the Lord is going to allow this nation to be completely destroyed with the Chinese virus. And I'm hopeful that this...
No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So even though we're evil and everything, our prayers are still being heard. The enemy built a weapon that blew back against them.
Yeah, I think this is blowback, and hopefully this will cause the Chinese to think twice. And when you think about biological weapons, in fact, I mean, there's no way, even if you decided to target a country, that you could keep it within that country. Some people are going to escape over the border. They're going to get into Canada, and Canada's going to get into Europe, and somebody in Canada, lots of Chinese, they're going to get back to China. So China really needs to rethink this very evil strategy, because it would blow back upon them. We're finding that it's not that much of a threat to the United States yet, because everyone is in quarantine who comes in from China, and people who are getting the virus are put into immediate medical treatment. And it is recoverable. This is not an absolute deadly plague.
Why does China continue? The last four times SARS got out, it was them. Why can't they contain the stuff there? I mean, they shouldn't be building it anyways, but why does it keep getting out?
Well, it keeps getting out, as I say, probably because of improper disposal procedures of their suits and their gloves from this weapons laboratory.
They but it also spreads.
That's right. And it spreads so rapidly in China because of the cover up. I mean, if they had alerted people immediately that there was a danger out there to be very careful and not to get contaminated, you might have stopped it. But because
but
of the cover up.
You get in trouble if you report, so why report?
That's right. And everybody then starts to spread it around. And once it starts to spread ubiquitously, there's very little that you can do to contain it, especially when the death rate is significant, as I think it is here.
So you're a smart guy. How do you predict this ends up unfolding?
Well, I think it's going to cause mayhem in China. I don't think it's going to end up overthrowing the government, but I'll tell you, I think God is interested in making the Chinese pay a big price for having done this. And so I see this continuing to spread. I don't see any containment possible right now. There's a lot of, you know, junk information on there about, showing Xi Jinping getting his temperature taken and being very, and I'm very disappointed too that Trump is complimenting Beijing. The United States should be blowing the whistle very strongly about Chinese cover-up of this virus and how this has been a danger. They should be blowing the whistle. The United States intelligence knows this is a weaponized virus. They've had experts testify that this is not just in the wild mutation that the Chinese are talking about. This is weaponized, the virus. The Chinese ought to be held accountable for it. Fortunately, I think it's going to really hurt the Chinese economy, because I think trade is going to be essentially cut off for a long time. People are not going to be able to go back and forth. Maybe a year.
Oh, sure. Look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist like the media says, but I do look at coincidences. And I know Trump can't even do an anti-corruption call to Ukraine. He's not in control of the government. I don't think Trump's behind this. And I know the globalists around our country are pro-China, pro-communist, so they wouldn't want to do this. But you talk about God, again, is that factor they don't keep thinking about. Perfect timing with China, the deep state, all the things they're pulling, that this then just pops up then. But from a political view, this would be a great way for Trump to win the trade war with China, but then I agree with you. I don't think Trump's behind it.
That's right. If we have time, I'd like to talk about the biggest story I'm going to cover this Friday, and that is the interview with Niels Metzer out of the UN, the special prosecutor on torture, saying that Julian Assange was never, ever even accused of rape. And it was totally manufactured.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back, because I turned the news on this morning and CNN was saying, well, we know Assange has been involved in sex crimes. It's all been dropped. He didn't do anything, but they just put that backdrop thing in there. And then I randomly clipped on some link on the internet attacking me, and it was like, well, Julian Assange is a pedophile. Alex Jones said that. So there's major disinfo. I never said that, folks. That's not true. So all I'm saying is I'm seeing disinfo out of Democrats that are at levels never before seen. Because used to, they would just lie but in their own name. Now they're lying in other people's names. And every time I think I figured out what they're going to do next, they just go even lower. And it's starting to make my head spin. So I'm trying to make myself the victim here. But let me tell you, folks, when you tune into shows and they're saying Alex Jones says Julian Assange is a pedophile, and that's never said that. There's no evidence of that. And it's in your name. It's like a punch in the stomach. You're like, what are they going to do next? And it's like, oh, just get ready. You're about to find out. So they just hit new levels of deception. What are they going to do now that Trump wasn't removed? What's the new scandal going to be to go after the president? WorldAffairsBrief.com, the editor-in-chief of that, Phil Skousen, is with us. I've got a lot of questions for him as well. Also, the age of celebrity is dead. I agree with that statement. What does that mean as Hollywood begins its long, disgusting, overdue collapse? So much more. Newswars.com. Band.video is exploding. I want to thank you all for spreading that link. It's really having a big effect in the overall war effort against the globalists. Spread that link. Band.video.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I'm glad that Joel Skousen wanted to get into Julian Assange and WikiLeaks because President Trump, I'm not going to play the clip, we played it probably 200 times, says, I don't care if it's a fat guy in his mother's basement or whether it's the Russians. If you have it, Julian Assange, release the WikiLeaks because it's about Hillary's illegal emails and knowing the crimes she committed, not about who's got them. Well, here's a headline out of Yahoo News. U.S. adds hacktivist social media manipulators to top intel threats. Where's Time Magazine a few years ago? WikiLeaks could become as important a journalistic tool as Freedom of Information Act. So 5-6 years ago, boy, they were heroes. But now, judge demands to know if Roger Stone violated gag order as sentencing looms. Here's the Washington Times. And what's the evidence? Right-wing provocateur Alex Jones broadcast a message reportedly from Roger Stone asking President Trump to issue a pardon. Yeah, I saw a news headline saying, I'm trusting in God and my listeners and supporters, and I'm trusting in Trump. And I called Roger up, and he said, yeah, I'm just trusting in God now, and hopefully, you know, I think I'm being railroaded, but hopefully Trump will pardon me. That's not violating a gag order. Well, they're using that as evidence to say he gets a longer prison sentence, 7 to 9 years. So it's moral degeneracy, because here's the deal. I'm already being destroyed for supporting Trump. I don't get brownie points for the establishment for attacking Trump. Let's be clear about that. I morally supported him because the system didn't like him, and I thought he was better than Hillary. But it's sickening to then sit there and watch Trump not stand up for Assange, not stand up for Roger, and others, and he's put some tweets out, and hopefully he's going to pardon Roger after he's convicted on the, or he's been convicted after he's sentenced on the 20th. But Julian Assange has been locked up for years in solitary. That they reported he's half dead, and then you see these disinfo headlines out there that he's a rapist and stuff. None of that's true. So I'm not a wimp, but I can see where this is going. They take me off air, then I can't respond. Then they indict me with some fake stuff, and then I'm in the same boat as Assange. So we are all Julian Assange right now, Joel Skousen. What do you say?
Well, you know, I've always understood that the deep state wanted to get rid of Julian Assange and that they were manufacturing evidence. But how bad it was, we never knew until this week when Niels Netzer, the U.N. Special investigator on torture, who is fluent, he's a Swiss lawyer, by the way, but he's fluent in Swedish. And he had the Swedish government and police send them all the files about Julian Assange. And here's what he found. He had consensual sex with a lady who came in, who was worried about HIV, who came in with another lady friend to the police station, didn't want to charge Julian Assange with rape or anything, just said, we had consensual sex, but I'm worried about HIV, and I want to just find out if you can force him to take an HIV test so that I'll know if I'm at risk. And before she had left, they had already issued a warrant to arrest him on charges of rape. And she protested. She said, I haven't charged him with rape, but they would not desist. In fact, he found out that later on, after she continued to desist and not charge him with rape, that they falsified the document so that the friend who accompanied her to the police station, who was also a policewoman, they falsified her affidavit saying that he had also raped her. I mean, it was just ludicrous. In fact, he found out that after 2 years, the Swedish had, in fact, never charged Julian Assange with a crime. They'd never charged him with rape. Every time he went to the police station and say, I want to, tell my side of the story, they stonewalled him. They wouldn't take his testimony. And they have never filed rape charges. And so how can you violate bail when, in fact, there is no charge against you? I mean, this is just shows how quickly the deep state in Sweden was looking on orders from the U.K. deep state and the U.S. deep state, was looking for an opportunity.
And by the way, I want folks to be able to read that article, but we're unable to pull it up. I know you have it in World Affairs Brief. Very slowly, give it to us so we can pull that up for TV viewers.
Well, this is in German only, and I've got the translation, my World Affairs Brief, but it is coming out of Republik, which is Republic spelled with a K on the end. The author is Daniel Reitzer, and it's an interview with Niels Metzer, M-E-T-Z-E-R, the U.N. Special Rapporteur.
Yeah, Niels Metzer, Julian Assange will bring it up. But why that's important is they already dropped the charges a while back. So, again, the whole thing was a giant fraud. Exactly. I remember at the time they said it was consensual, but the women were upset the condom broke. And so now that becomes rape. And then now, all these years later, this hero is locked up.
But remember, they can't drop the charges if they'd never filed charges. That shows how big the disinformation
was. No, you're right. Giant fraud from the beginning. And one of the women was connected to the CIA. Remember that?
That's right. That was the one who was the policewoman, et cetera. Now, you've got to remember that the condom, also according to Niels Metzer, I saw the DNA report. It had no DNA on it from Julian Assange.
And so if it was a real condom, it would, yeah.
Yeah, and so absolutely, they falsified the condo too, a condom too. It was just incredible.
So they've been really pissed at him. What did he's a hero. What did he think was going to happen? Obviously, he had some deep state elements that were egging him along. When he was bashing Bush and stuff, it was okay. But once it was Obama, that was a bridge too far.
Well, I'm sure that, Julian Assange realized they would come after him eventually. He thought he would get journalistic protection. Initially, the journalists were in favor of WikiLeaks as he was saying, well, there it is.
Yeah, found it. There's the article that has it all, folks.
Yeah. But you'll notice you won't find this in any of the U.S. media. It's not here in the U.S. It's been completely banned from the United States.
No, I agree. But let's go back to Trump because, again, I'm not here just to kiss Trump's rear end. I get persecuted for supporting him. But how can he morally not get Assange, which he could do, out of prison? We can play the video. Remember, he said, whoever's got it, Assange, anybody, release it. Assange did it, and then Trump got elected because of Assange more than any other one thing. You say InfoWars, you can say Drudge, whatever, the populace. But how does Trump not help him? I mean, I get Manafort. He clearly didn't pay taxes and did some stuff. But still, you can't say that Assange did anything that the Pentagon Papers, Daniel Ellsberg, didn't.
Well, you've got to remember that even Niels Metzer, the UN rapporteur, said, I resisted the calls from Assange's attorney twice when he tried to get me to look into the case because I was influenced by the wall of propaganda saying he had been guilty of rape. He had been guilty of rape because repeated it over and over again. And it wasn't
so the real
true.
Headline is, Assange was never charged with rape. It was all a hoax.
That's right. And the police in Sweden actually made up the charge, never actually charged, but made up the charge so that they could put out an arrest warrant for him.
Let me ask you this, we're going to break. Well, who do you think Assange really is? Just a private journalist operator?
Oh, yeah. I think that, he is... He's definitely anti-deep state. He hasn't been on the right wing, but much of the left wing loves to get at the U.S. government and the dark side of government and their torture, which he is.
At least they used to. Now they love it.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back in 10 seconds, what do you want to hit next?
Well, I would like to go back and talk a little bit about how you handle the coronavirus if it gets bad and what about strategic...
All right, stay there. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented, even admitted in documents we've shown, that go after this whole corona SARS family of virus. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
AM this morning, and I talked to somebody that had been inside the White House, and they said that Trump is going to pardon Roger Stone, but that he's going to do it after he's sentenced. and that the president was really upset at the 7 to 9 year number, and now that's up on Infowars.com. DOJ backs off 7 to 9 year prison sentence. Roger Stone calls it excessive. Comes after President Trump slammed harsh recrimination as miscarriage of justice. Yeah, I tweeted that like 2 a.m. last night. But I did talk to somebody this morning who was there inside the White House meetings dealing with it. And they said, hey, we're just giving you a call. The president is pardoning Stone. So you can go tell people that. And I said, I can say that? Yeah, just don't say we told you. And then here I am, 2 hours, 50-something minutes of the show, and I'm just not telling you. Good. How about more of that? How about more action and less BS? But I'm still going to cross my fingers with the stuff I've seen from Trump. And again, I'm not trying to garner brownie points with Hillary Clinton attacking Trump. I've already signed on to Trump, so that means morally I have a lot of anxiety about the things he's doing. Not that I'm perfect. I have anxiety about the things I do. I mean, I love God and everything else, but I'm all over the map as well. I'm a sinful creature. Joel Skousen, I want to cover the waterfront with you and get into the subject you just talked about before the break, but what about Iowa and how they tried to steal it and what they're doing to Bernie? I hate Bernie more than they do, but this is what they've created. How about what's happening in New Hampshire, the Granite State? Bloomberg, all these players. I mean, what are the Democrats going to do? Here's my question. What's their next big scandal going to be? Because we've already seen hoax, 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 hoax. I've never seen them give up. Do you think they're going to give up? Or what do you think their next big red herring is going to be against Trump?
Well, before I answer that, let me just talk about that election here in Iowa and New Hampshire with the Democrats. To me, it's very obvious that they're trying to continue to balance the field so that no candidate really is much higher than another. For example, they really pushed Buttigieg, and Buttigieg came out, you know, with
the tie. Why are they not letting a front runner so Hillary can come in at the last moment?
That's right. They want a brokered convention. For example, after the Iowa convention, the only and after the last debate, the only thing that Judy Woodruff and her co-reporter could talk about was how Amy Klobuchar or
Klobuchar.
Klobuchar, yes. How she was coming up and how she, I mean, they were promoting it. She isn't going anywhere.
That woman's gone nowhere. It's like a flat line. And then now but they're promoting Judger of the Butts. Yeah.
That's right. But they were promoting her. In fact, the one thing about Buttigieg that they're not promoting is the fact that he would be the first gay president. And there would be a first man in the White House. The public isn't ready for that. And neither are the Democrats. There were some Democrats who heard about that after they had voted for Buttigieg and says, I want to retract my vote. And, of course, they wouldn't let him do that. But the problem with the Democrats is they've got to make sure that nobody wins through the primary system.
It's completely clear that they're keeping it all weak for Hillary, who's so delusional. Is she doing that to keep control of the money until the last minute and the power? Or does she really think she can do it? Because I've talked to folks that guard her and others. She's on the phones, as I said a year ago, it's came out a few months ago, still running the DNC phone bank, still running their main big conference calls.
You know, Hillary Clinton has got immunity from this money scam that she's running in a foundation. That's going to keep flowing in whether she is. And so are her $250,000 speaking engagements, whether she's president or not. This woman wants to be president. The deep state wants her to be president because she's the only one they feel can really beat Donald Trump. Biden certainly can't. He's going to go down to defeat here pretty soon.
And by holding her back, she never gets any of the heat or exposure. She just comes in last moment.
That's right. And none of the primaries will be able to show that she's, you know, losing. She's going to have no primaries, but she's got her reputation to stand on. She's already got all of the name recognition within the Democratic Party. But I'll tell you, Bernie Sanders cannot win an election against Donald Trump, and everybody knows it.
No, he can't. So what do we call this segment? Because, I mean, Hillary Clinton is in control of the Democratic Party ahead of 2020 run, or confirmed. Hillary Clinton plans to become a nominee during broker convention.
That's right. She's not really in charge of the DNC. You know, this is a deep state operation. As much as people call it,
why is there a cult of Hillary? I've run into globalists. They worship her. I mean, what is going on with this woman?
Well, she is infinitely controllable, and she panders to the gay community. She panders to the feminists. She panders to everybody. I mean, Clinton is their Wonder Woman, and they're going to continue to push her.
And then if she got in, you oppose any policy, you hate women.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's very probable that she picks Buttigieg as her vice president. So then they get the gay into the White House and pave the way for a future gay president. Now, we've already had a gay president in Barack Obama, but it's still a secret that he's gay. But they
want to expand on that. Past the sexual intercourse, it's religious. They worship this. They're obsessed with this.
Well, indeed they are. Well, as I say, you know, they're going to continue to boost the person who can keep anyone from rising the top. So they'll boost Amy Klobuchar, and then they'll boost somebody else if she's not going to pan out.
And then Hillary toddles out during the Broder convention. The two or three top people combine forces to make her the nominee, and then one of them becomes vice president under her. It's a big, giant, sickening event.
It really is going to be. But I think that's the way I see it. There's no way that any of the current contenders can win against Donald Trump. So they've got to wait for Hillary, who can unite the party. And that's
what about the revolt, though? Everywhere she goes, she gets booed. I mean, I agree that's their plan. And they go, Madam President didn't work the last two times. Three times is the charm.
Well, she's not being booed by Democrats, you know. What I'm saying is the Trump supporters, the anti-socialists, have said we're still a minority in this country. And believe me, during this past 3 years of Donald Trump being in office, they have grown more illegal aliens. They've registered more to vote. They have graduated millions from universities who are all Democrats now.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. And again, that's what the Democrats say. They say, don't worry, demographically, we brought in the groups. We're giving illegal aliens voter cards. How the hell did we ever let this happen? This is ridiculous.
Well, I think the reason we let it happen was through soft-thinking, compromising Republicans who didn't want to fight early on because they thought they were the majority so that they could afford to compromise. I mean, look at all of the judges that are confirmed. There are no judges that are truly constitutional conservatives. They don't even allow them to get to a judgeship at the state level if they're constitutional conservatives. So everyone that the Trump forces are bragging about, these are all mainstream judges at best. And a good deal of them are leftists. I mean, how did all the leftist immigration judges get on the bench? Because the Republicans let the Democrats have their way. Democrats would boycott anyone who was a real founding fathers conservative judge, and that's why we get these mainstreamers in there.
We should do a whole 2-3 hour show. Next time you want to fly here, you can fly your own plane. I'll pay with the gas. You should do a whole show about strategic relocation and the fallback to this, because as a selfish person, I'm not a selfish person, but I want to beat this. But as a father, the selfish part of me just wants to go hide somewhere. And, you know, the big question is, can you even do that and for how long? Because it's just insane, folks. I mean, it's pure evil. We're going to come back, take a few phone calls with Joel Skousen, and then Paul Joseph Watson is going to take over in the fourth hour in the war room with Owen Schroyer. But it is just insane to watch this mismanagement by design and to watch all this craziness and to watch open evil just vomiting its propaganda everywhere. But we're still on air thanks to you. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. And please don't forget, we've got all the Super Silver Nano products that are about to sell out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love.
You know, cover all these negative things to get people down. When I talk about the corruption and I expose it, I feel like I'm in mountain air up on a big hill and things clear out. But if we expose the evil, we change the world. I don't talk about these things to depress people. I talk about these things because I think you're like I am. You want to know about the problems. You want to do something about them. I want to take a few final phone calls here with Joel Skousen, head of Paul Watson, taking over. I appreciate everybody holding, but Joel, at the end of the day, it really is about a relationship with Jesus Christ, and it really is a spiritual battle. And think about, since your uncle's almost 60-something years ago first exposed the globalist conspiracy, he was patient zero. We're all very blessed he was there. And what you've done for 40-plus years on air and everything else you've done, or 50 years with the conservative council and the rest of it trying to fix this, at the end of the day, really, we're not going to fix things temporarily, are we? We've got to fix it at the spiritual level, and that's what matters. But
pulling back with all the years you've experienced as you've looked at it. World government's out in the open. They don't deny that now. And communism versus capitalism, I mean, it's really clear now, just like the Bible said it would be. It's all coming into focus, very clear. We, you, many others, we forced the debate to have them stop obfuscating and just admit what they're really for. The pedophiles are out in the open. I mean, it seems like our job should be pretty easy right now.
Well, the problem that we're facing is that conservatives generally are losing at least 50% of their children.
Yes.
And I want to repeat that. They're losing at least 50% of their children. The people who aren't conservative, most of their children, maybe 75%, are going to the left because of the great overwhelming evils of public education. And one of the things that I'm most critical about public education is the zero lack of discipline in the schools. There is no reinforcement of conscience. You know, conscience is how you interact with your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not enough to simply raise your hand and say, you know, I accept Jesus as my Savior. He's talking to people's minds all day long, prompting them to do what is right, to eat right, to lose weight, temporal things. They're not spiritual messages. They're about doing what's right, about being honest, about disciplining your children, about eating right, about not being fat, and about teaching your children what's right. And when parents don't listen to that conscience and they play the rule game, they just set up a few Christian rules, I mean, it compares nothing to what they're getting inundated with in public schools.
No, you're right, because I'm able to get people to awaken to what's happening on my own show. And my children overall are good, but there's something about trying to get your children to do the right thing. I'm not as effective there as I am on the radio.
Well, and most parents are not effective because you can't compete. Now, my wife and I homeschooled all of our six children. And we've offered a free homeschooling manual to people for emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com if they're interested in that and how we did it. But the important thing is a lot of people would complain and say, well, Joe, what about social experience that you're denying them by being at home all day? And, you know, our response was it's precisely because of the negative social experience in public schools that we chose to homeschool. In fact, our children could always relate to adults on a one-to-one. When they would meet adults, they'd look them in the eye and shake their hand. And, you talk to a public school kid.
They're a basket case.
If they're 13 years old, they can't talk to someone 15 because they're older than they are. They don't know how to interact with humanity. They don't know anything about critical thinking.
I don't think you can do it in a big city, though. And when you let your children be social, they're mean. The kids now they just inflict your children with poison. So it really is just easier just to cut your children off. And you're right. You're not cutting them off from experience. It's like saying, oh, there's a king cobra in India. I need the cobra to bite my child. I can't cut them off from the experience of this 20-foot snake biting my child.
Well, I learned early in life that to discipline my children in reference to conscience, what they should have been feeling when they made a mistake. Disregarding nervous feelings, they didn't listen to promptings. And you know, when you keep reinforcing to children how they should be, because you've got a good conscience, hopefully, and you're getting the same message they are, so you can correctly say to them, you know, you should be feeling nervous about that. And when you teach them to listen to conscience, you make them self-sufficient spiritually. And then they can be naturally resistant to the propaganda, even if they go to public schools, because they'll get a nervous feeling saying that's not right. Even Donald Trump gets nervous feelings when he's getting briefings that's not right, but he has no background to counter what they're giving him. He may just say, I don't know if I believe that, and then they give him a wave of propaganda.
What would happen if planet Earth actually followed God's sixth sense, the agenda we're being given? We're being told what's right at every millisecond, like you said.
Well, the world would be a different place. The problem is what I call innateness. People are born with innate proclivities. And, you know, I have my own...
You mean an innate fallen nature?
No, I'm not talking about, because we're not equally fallen. In other words, it's just not equal. Some people are innately worldly. Some people are innately spiritually in tune. You see that from children. We had 10 children in our family. Every child was different. Every child had different activities. So whether or not, you know, as the Lord said,
a free program by God.
Yeah, well, it's not a forceful pre-program. I think, you know, as spirit children of God, we could see what was going on earth before we came here. And people get infected by bad things before they come here. Everybody isn't pure and holy. They get worldly. Some people want to be a gay when they come here. Some people get infected with liberalism. And some people want to be militaristic, like General Patton. And he misinterpreted his pre-earth proclivities as reincarnation.
Well, but the point is, that because I immediately, when I was born, like a little kid, saw all this stuff and wanted to, like, knew there was a big war going on, immediately, like, understood stuff that adults didn't even understand.
Well, I did, too. When I was a teenager and became aware, I had this, it's just like whether it's Beethoven or Mozart. These people just didn't get a musical gift from God. That would make God arbitrary. They were working on music before they came to Earth. And this stuff just is inside their soul, just like fight for liberty is inside our soul. But I worry, Alex, because most of the children I see are innately worldly now.
No, you're right. They don't shine with God's power, and they shine with evil.
That's right. Many of them do. And many of them are just plain uninterested in God. They're uninterested in listening to conscience.
It's a stupidness to evil. It's like a dumbness. It's like they, yeah.
And so that's what I'm worried about, is that those types of things can't be changed by environmental force.
I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like there's like soulless people, or they're empty. So they have a soul, but they just don't have any gauge to even see stuff. Well, what is that? What do you call that?
Well, everyone truly has a soul, but as I say, that soul comes with proclivities when it comes from the pre-earth existence as spirits, children of God. It comes with how they get that way, I don't know, but I can tell you that when God called Ezekiel, he said, before thou was born out of the womb, I knew thee, and I called thee to be a prophet. That's proof that there was life before this earth spiritually. And I think that those spirits...
Exactly. Before you were born, I knew you, I called you.
That's right. That's right.
And so why does the memory get wiped so it can just operate at this level? It's like, exactly, it's wiped.
I think it's for testing purposes. In other words, God could have judged us at the end of the spiritual existence and said, I know your proclivities, you're going to be this and that, and this is your judgment. But to prove it to ourselves, he says, now you'll go to earth with your memory wiped clean so that it's a clean slate, but your innate proclivities are going to still be there. So if you were like Cain, who was master mayhem or perdition before the world was, he came out and was still perdition, you're on earth. And so was Hitler and Stalin, and these people were evil before the world. And so I don't believe in uniform fallen natures. I think we're all fallen to a degree that we need the Savior, but we all have different spirits inside. And I don't get discouraged because I try my best only to try to reach the people I feel are the true sheep, as the Savior talked about, the people who feel that there's something wrong, who sense that something's wrong. You're going to get very frustrated if you try to convert born-again liberals to what's right.
We're going to come back in 70 seconds, finish up, and then Paul Watson takes over. I'm sorry the caller didn't get to you. Stay with me.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.